You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Human girls in the dark, you can see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because in the sunshine we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath I must stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Hey, under my umbrella. Hey, under my umbrella. Hey, under my umbrella. Ella, hey.
Welcome to our radio show, A New Energy Life, where we will discover what living in a new energy way is all about. Not only that, we will also focus on living with your soul, and that is going to be our first episode. It's going to be about meeting the soul. My name is Anita Boom van Doorn, and with me is
Paulus,
and he is our musical man and also someone who is experiencing and living in a new energy way, living together with soul, living together with the grandest potential that is there for you in your life, in your body, in your being, and in your creations. We're going to do some breathing this time together. We're also going to listen to some music played by Paulus and his guitar, his voice, and coming from his connection with his soul.
And we have a very special guest today, via Skype, Annie Francoeur from Canada, who wrote a beautiful book, A Bridge for Zarathustra. And we are very excited and looking forward to talking with her about this very beautiful and important book that we hope all of you will enjoy at one point.
We're looking forward to this precious time together, and I hope you will enjoy this as much as we do.
Indeed, we do. We're a little excited because it's the first time that we're trying this. But, well, we are both, and I certainly am looking very forward to sharing some of my stories with you about, allowing my soul to be here with me on Earth, which has been quite a journey, one that I did not always thoroughly enjoy, but that I always knew that this was what I wanted to do, even in the times when, on a mind level, I was complaining and moaning about how difficult it all was. I still knew deep within that, no, I want to do this. And it took me many, 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 many years, as Kutumi would say, before I finally realized that it was just my mind that was moaning and my mind that didn't want to do this. Just because he didn't know what it is that we were doing. And many of the mind aspects were very afraid. Some of them because they did know what I was doing and they just didn't like it. So, but I found out over the past, let's say, year that I've been working in a group Anita has started about 2 years ago, I think it was.
Yeah. And
we come together on Skype every other week for a session for 2 hours, And every 3 months we do a 3-day weekend here at Anita's beautiful farmhouse in the north of our little country, the Netherlands. We can tell that we live in the Netherlands.
Yeah, we live in the Netherlands.
Which we do.
Yes.
And that has been a very incredible journey, great experience. And I've really connected with my soul, allowed my soul to be here with me and to take charge in some ways. Tell her, you know, I can feel that you're better at this than I am. So you take the lead and I will follow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been amazing. And so I'm looking very much forward of sharing this with you together with Anita on a regular basis and helping you to feel and what it is like and to allow, like we have, your soul to be here on Earth with you.
Yeah, and it is an amazing journey. It has been an amazing journey for quite some years, and it keeps being an amazing journey. It doesn't seem to stop. It just expands and grows bigger and bigger every day, with new discoveries, with new potentials to be found, new creations. And maybe it's a good thing to start off with sharing a bit what about soul. You know, soul can be a very religious kind of thing, and the soul, but that's not entirely where we are going. My experience, and many with me, is that the soul is very connected to your human body. She is there, and she is steady, and she is here and in balance when sometimes we as humans tend to jump up and down in our minds and get our information, get our support from the mind, because we've always done that. But going to the soul, as Paul has already said, is going into your feeling, into your sensing, into allowing yourself to truly feel, to breathe deeply, to come into the quiet silence within yourself, and to open up to a whole new potential. And your mind has nothing to do with it. Your mind is kind of the one who doesn't really know what's going on. And sorry to say for the mind, but the mind will not get to know soul in the way that you, as a human being, will get to know your soul. Or of course, already knows your soul and knows the connection. Would be wonderful maybe to start off with a bit of breathing, so we get into a flow of energy, and where it is easy and gentle and beautiful to sink in with your own soul and to really get to know the feeling. Not so much the words, but the feeling. And maybe after our breathing, we can play a little music and maybe listen to Paula singing or just some music. It's all up to him how he will do that for us. So in this moment, why don't you just make yourself comfortable? Find yourself a nice place to sit, or even to lay down, and to start with a deep breath. A breath that starts right there from your nose, going down deeper and deeper into your own body. And when you take that breath out again, you breathe out through your nose and you just relax. Nothing to do when you are breathing. Just breathing in deeply through your nose, throat, chest, all the way into your belly. just sinking into that deep, deep space within yourself, your core. And physically, it's just that spot behind your belly button where you can sink and breathe and open up to your soul, to that feeling, meeting your soul. Maybe you have met your soul many, many times before. Maybe it's your first time, or maybe you're going to meet your soul in our radio show in a whole new way. Never knew it would be possible to feel her, to sense her in such a beautiful, easy, gracious way. Breathing deeply into your core. Opening up to that wonderful, wonderful energy of your soul. The joy, the grandness. And all you need to do is breathe. Breathe and feel yourself. Feel your body. Feel where you sit, where you are. And invite her. Invite your soul in. Hi, soul. How are you today? Shall we breathe together? Will you breathe with me? Will you help me to open up to your energy, to your beautiful essence? Just open up and breathe and feel. Nothing more but breathe and feel. Allowing you to wake up to the presence of your soul and allow your soul to help you, guide you, breathe with you. Love you so dearly. She loves you so dearly. Take deep breaths and just relax. Allow her to come to you. Allow her to love you. Allow her to share her unending abundance with you. Just feeling and sensing. And know that all is well. All is well within you. All is well what you feel. All is well. Just keep breathing, breath at a time. All is well. And we'll listen to Paulus.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories and everything. As fresh as the bright blue sky. Now and then, when I see her face, she takes me away to that special place. And if I stay too long, I'd probably break down and cry. Oh, sweet child of mine. Oh, sweet child of mine. She's got eyes of the bluest skies, and if they thought of rain, I hate to look in
to those eyes and see an ounce of pain. Her hair reminds me of a warm, safe place where as a child I'd hide and pray for the thunder and the rain to quietly pass me by. Oh, sweet child of mine. Oh, sweet child of mine. Sweet child of mine. Oh, sweet love of mine.
Wow, beautiful music to breathe with, beautiful voice to breathe with, breathing, feeling, sensing how you feel. Wow. And with that, and that breathing and music, we're moving on, just slowly moving on into the rest of this show, into the rest of our radio program. Well, I remember being introduced to my soul and feeling her love for the first time made me cry. And at that time when I was crying, I wanted a reason for crying. I wanted to know why I was crying. I wanted an explanation, or my mind needed an explanation. But gently, I felt that I was introduced to a feeling of love, compassion, that I had not known before in my life. I had not felt that kind of love in my life so clearly, so beautifully before. Something that I cannot explain and cannot make you feel by words, but I can help you in your breathing, and you can allow yourself to feel that special love that your soul is sharing with you. Music helps, the voice helps, and that is a beautiful way of opening up to the more of yourself. After this incident, I started to notice that I wanted to allow more and more of that love, of that compassion into me, into myself, and into my life. I wanted to express it as well. I wanted to play with it. I wanted to open up to it in a bigger way. And more that happened because I created it, I chose it, and so it happened. And in the many years after that, more and more experiences builded up to me constantly meeting my soul in a different way, in another way than what I had experienced before. And still, up to this day, every time meeting my soul brings on little presents, little new experiences, new feelings even. In the beginning, I found that new feelings could be a bit scary, but of course only the mind was scared, wanted an explanation, didn't know what it was all about, and wanted to know what is this? What do I feel? What do I notice now? What is this? And how can I explain that to myself? And the more I relaxed in what I felt, the more that I just allowed it and just enjoyed it, the more my soul could bring even more to me every day, every week, every year.
Well, for me it was a very, I don't have one instant or one moment, it was a very gradual process. Something that almost started out as a mind concept, and which later I could feel and sense. But it's like you just said, it all starts with a choice. There's sort of like an inner drive that you know this is where you want to go. And as soon as I felt things or sensed things, like you just said again, then I went to my mind to look for the answers. What is this? For the explanations. And of course, I never found the answers or the explanations there, because, well, as we have said now, the mind just doesn't know, doesn't understand, and will never really know or understand, because it wasn't designed to do that. It's a great, Kutumi once said, it's a great tool, but you got to use it what it's made for, not like the way you are using it now. And I remember that for the longest time, it was easier for me in the mind, and at the time I was still very much identifying myself with the mind, to just think, you name anybody, you can always find someone and say, oh, but they are so grand, and I'm just not like that. The mind loves doing that. I'm just, that's just not me. That's just
comparing, yeah.
But the more and more I breathed, allowed, and really chose that this is where I want to go, this is the path I want to walk, the more and more I started realizing that I, in fact, had known all along. I just blocked it because I couldn't deal with it. So even on a mind level, in a sense, I knew, but the mind is very good at blocking that. And then it's very easy not to allow and to look to other people and think, well, you know, they are like that. I am not like that. Why cannot I be like that? Why can't I be like that? Because then you go into all the drama. It took me a while to get off the drama addiction I had. I just loved a little drama in my life. So, yeah. It is a grand journey.
It is.
You know, and if you're listening to this and thinking or that maybe this is not for you, or, well, you started listening for a reason. So now you're here. And I mean, I was having a conversation with a niece recently, and she asked me, but how do I... I said, well, it all starts with the choice. Even if you make it on a mind level, it all starts with the choice. And that sounds difficult, but it isn't. It's very easy. You just make a choice.
Yes, and I also feel and know that we have already made that choice many, many lifetimes ago.
Exactly.
We have worked our way up to this lifetime, and this is not a journey of 10 years or a journey of 2 years, or I don't know how fast you want to do this. This is a journey of many, many lifetimes, and every lifetime you came back, experienced all sorts of things, and came back again to experience other things, and then came back again to be the master at all the things you had experienced before. And there was one lifetime probably where you made that inner choice. You were touched by a teacher, or a goddess or a guru or whatever, you were touched, maybe even by Jeshua around the time that he was on earth, or and then you kind of, you know, a little fire was lit within yourself, and there you come into this new energy time, and new energy has this beautiful way of touching you and kind of blowing some air onto that little fire that has always been there, and then this fire is going to grow bigger until you say okay, and that is probably the choice, what we are talking about, the choice to say okay, I will allow that fire to burn brightly in this lifetime, to allow it to awaken me, to allow it to love myself, to love others, to be loved, and to invite soul and her wealth and abundance and her compassion into my life, and express that in a way that, oh wow, if I look back onto this lifetime and even living in the midst of this lifetime, knowing this is the grandest lifetime I've ever had. This is the lifetime where it all happened, and this is the lifetime where it is happening, and where I am allowing myself and allowing others who are near to me to awaken, to catch some of the radiance that I am radiating, and maybe also feel that their fire is being a bit blown on, and say, go, 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 you can do it. You have been a little fire for so many lifetimes, but now it's time to have the big lifetime, the lifetime where you can allow that fire to be big, burning, bright, beautiful, blue, yellow, orange, whatever color you like, and enlighten yourself and enlighten your creations and the path you're walking on. Shall we listen to another song? Is that a good idea?
Yes. She is benediction, me is addicted to she. She is the root connection, and she is connecting with me. Here I go and I don't know why I flow so easily. Could it be she's taking over me? I'm dancing barefoot, heading for a spin. Some strange music, it draws her in. It makes her come up like some hair. Sublimation, she is the essence of me. She is concentrating on me, who is chosen by she. Here I go and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly. Could it be she's taking for loving me. I'm dancing barefoot, heading for a spin. Some strange music, it draws me in. It makes her come up like some heroin.
Wow, beautiful. Hope you liked it too. You could breathe with it. You could feel the music. You could allow it to dance with your own energy and to be enlightened and lit up by the beautiful voice and the soul music. Beautiful. Well, we are very lucky to have Annie Franker with us through Skype. And we're having a chat within our program with her about herself, of course, about consciousness, about new energy life, but also about the book she wrote called A Bridge for Zarathustra. And we will right away start with welcoming you. Hello, you are from Canada. Quebec is the place where you live at this moment. Can you share a little bit about yourself?
Well, first of all, hi Anita and hi Paulus, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm feeling privileged about that, and the energies that are with me are also very happy that we are sharing this together. So thank you. Like you said, my name is Annie. I live and I come currently from Chicoutimi, which is a little city in Quebec, which is the French-speaking province of Canada. So that's where I was born and that's where I still am living for the moment. I do love my place a lot. So here I am, and just to introduce a little bit myself, like you said in the beginning, I wrote a book a few years ago, which is called A Bridge for Zarathustra, because this being of light, this master came to me, and he had a message he wanted to share. So we can get into that a little bit more later, but what I want to say is where I am at the moment in my life. So I've been working with opening my consciousness for the past 20 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. I've had a very varied journey, being, you know, going on this road and that road and trying this teacher and this type of classes. And I've been searching a lot since I was about 33 years old. And did many things like consciousness and light, which was something in Montreal. Then I went to Kryon's teaching, you know, obviously about Kryon's books. Yes. I was very drawn to this type of consciousness because it felt very open. It felt very welcoming and non-judgmental. So that was my discovery of that type of teachings, mm-hmm. or what was available to us humans. And then through Kryon, I came to the Crimson Circle, which was like my next step into more awareness, more consciousness. And with them, I've been doing all of their workshops that they had at the moment. And then I was like, you know, when you find a type of cookies you really like, I was eating it all. So I was having all their workshop, leaving my kids, leaving my family and going there and coming back home. And then I became a teacher for their workshops, and I translated stuff for them from English to French, mm-hmm. and I gave the workshops here. And with them, I met Norma Delaney and Garrett Anofsky. Of course, you know them also.
Yes.
And Norma, she is a new energy facilitator, and I call her, she's a friend, and she was my mentor, and she still is. She has been for the past 10 years, almost. And so from the Crimson Circle, I moved to Norma's teachings.
Yeah.
And with her, I've been learning a new way. Really, that was like the best ever teachings that I received. It was the most according to my heart's desire to evolve. So with her, I learned the breath of compassion, of course, because that's what she's teaching mainly. And then I learned to allow, you know, what is around us and what is existing in the invisible realms that is there to help us human evolve. And with her, I got to allow this energy that is called Zarathustra to allow him in my life, which was kind of a fight. And that is what I explained in my book, because I wasn't open so much to this. And I was really reluctant and fearful. But she was very patient, and with her, I learned that. And from there, I moved on a few years ago to my own path. So now I can say that even though I stay connected with Norma, and it's very important for me to have her feedback and all this, I am on my own. And I've evolved into, you know, at one point I said, what's next in my life? I wrote this book. I did some things with that. And the very day I asked, what's next? The next day, I got my answer. So it came to me in a very funny way, but to give you the short version, I was shown the way to become a craniosacral therapist. So when I said, what's next, and I got the answer, I searched for schools. I found it very easily. I went there. And, that's what I'm doing. I'm completing my training currently, so I'm going to be done with that very soon. And also I became a hypnotherapist with a special way. It's called rapid transformational therapy. And these two modalities, what I've discovered is that I'm using them from soul. It's not, you know, it's not what they teach. But it's what I'm doing with it. And so it's my own way, the way I found to work with soul in a very physical way with people. So it's allowing my soul to speak to their soul in a very easy way. So I love this. You know, that's my life for now.
Beautiful.
Of course, I have my family, husband, three grown-up kids, two dogs, and that's it.
Wow. Yes, I get that. Working with soul, and doesn't matter what kind of modality you use. And when soul comes in and helps you with that, it always gets very creative. Yes.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about the book, because it's an amazing book. It is a book that doesn't take anything from you as a reader. It only gives. You only have to read it. At the first moment you start reading it, you can start to breathe it in and even have your own connection with Zarathustra or Z, as you call him. It's a little bit easier to pronounce for most of us. And he is so close while... I was reading the book, or, you know, the energy is there. It's like it's an infinite source of his presence, but also of your presence and your energy and your soul's connection, your enlightenment as well. And that makes the book very, very special. It is a... You may even forget after some time, what was the book really about? But the sense, the feel, the energy, the way it made me feel, wow, you know, you'll never forget that anymore. So, you know, just promoting it a little bit, but from my heart, you know, not
from my heart. The way you are describing, you know, how you felt when you read it is exactly the purpose that Z had when he came to me. He wanted people to go out of their mind talk and to really open up to the help that is there for them. And he is the one who showed me enlightened masters are there for everyone. There is no specific person. there might be, you know, one channel that is more open to receive it, but they are not, they don't have a finite energy. They are, I mean, it's an unlimited source of love and compassion. And let's say, if we talk about Z, he is and he can be present with you, Anita, with you, Paulus, with everyone in the same way he's present with me, or even better. There is no parameters, there is no structure in this. So whenever the reader is open to allow this energy in, he will connect with Z, and he will connect truly. And I've heard people, you know, people read the book and then they write back to me and they say, oh, it's amazing. Z has been with me for this specific situation. I felt his presence. Something happened to a lady who read it in my town here, and she was saved by Z in a huge car accident, something like this. So people relate to his energy and they can connect with his compassionate heart. And so that's the gift of this book. Of course, the presence is more important than the words.
Absolutely. And what I can add to that, I really want to emphasize that, is that the book is such a huge difference. If you write a book and you say, this is my consciousness, my soul, my love, together, mixed together with Z, and he is there with everyone who reads it, while we are used in different energies to have channels or to have people speaking out of the name of, you know, fill in the name with whoever you want to fill in, God or whomever, and they give the message that they are the ones that give the message, you know, and that no one else can do that. Only they can receive and bring the message to humanity. And you made it possible, as one of the few people, I believe, in new energy writing, that is capable of saying, okay, I am just bringing that energy in and make it available for everybody. And I will let go of whomever and whoever is going to do what. You don't want that control. You don't want that in the book or in, you know, it's not really a channeled message or a bit of a channeled message, but it is really you together. It is, to me, you know, that is really, really new energy writing. And absolutely.
It's wonderful that you should notice this, because, you know, in my human life, what has poisoned my life is control.
Yeah.
And in many, I can say many humans' life, you know, control is making us sick, the control we want to hold on our lives. And what happened to me that really made me be able to see that masters were this available, you know, and they were there for everyone, is that when I read something about a man, and I'm not sure about his name, but it's new energy person, and he was channeling the energy of Seth, S-E-T-H,
Seth.
And well, I was like, ooh, I had goosebumps, and you know, this energy was really speaking to me. And at the end of his moment, he said, and I'm the only one who can channel this energy. And I was there and I was feeling it. And then I asked, you know, what's the truth? And I was confused, and this got me confused for a long time. And then I heard something in the deepest part of my heart saying, it's all available to anyone. You know, humans are walking gods. They just have to awaken. And there is no elite in this. The elite thing, you know, to have a pedestal and to be the guru and to have, it's wonderful, but it's from the past. We don't need this anymore. So this book is about showing people they can be their own leader. They can decide of their own life. They can allow either Zarathustra, Kuan Yin, whatever the master they feel in connection with. And there is no limit to one. You can have, you know, plenty, the whole bouquet. It's all there to help you. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I was I was also happy with the first part of the book where you wrote about your struggles, because we talked about that a bit in the first half of the show, that sometimes I noticed with myself and with other people doing Anita's classes, that it is so easy to say, but oh yeah, no, that's Anita, oh, she's so special, she can talk to her soul, or that's Annie, and she can talk to this great enlightened master. And when I was reading your book, I could see, because Anita taught me well over the years, that I was trying to play the mind game again. Oh, but you know, and this is this Annie, Canadian goddess, and she can do it too. So when I came to the channeled part, so to speak, first I put the book away. I thought, I'm not ready. Okay. I have to read it when it's quiet or when this. And then when I started to read it, and it didn't feel like a channeled book, you know, and he came so close that jokingly I could say my soul got a little jealous, telling him, oh, he can come that close and you keep me at bay. But in that process, he connected me with my own soul in a way that I hadn't experienced before. And so, you know, I don't really have a question about it. I just want to say it was amazing. And this is why I'm so happy Anita introduced me to you and to your book and to Zarathustra, of whom I thought it was a fictional character from a Nietzsche book that I never read because, well, Nietzsche wrote it. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And I cannot emphasize this enough. This doesn't feel like a channel book, you know? And you cannot play the game where, oh, this is a channel, you read it, and then you go on with your life. No, that was an amazing experience for me, how close he came and how close he wanted to be and how happy I was that he came that close.
Well, you know, I'm just having goosebumps all over because that's his only purpose. Is to touch the heart of people, to be allowed in their lives. You know, you allowed him. You said that even your soul got a little jealous. Or, you know, I could feel the dynamic of this. But what happens in this situation, from my knowledge, is that maybe, you know, in whatever lifetime, you got acquainted with this energy of Zarathustra, and it's very familiar to you because it has this earthly experience ingrained in it. He was a human. And then sometimes, you know, we want to open up, but we have a hard time because our mind is very structured and we think it should happen this way and that way. But the soul is very brilliant and the soul says, okay, I'm going to bring you something that feels familiar. Even if you decide to keep me away because I'm too much for you, something familiar will be able to open your heart. And I believe that's what Z was able to do in your life, you know, to show you there's this, not the best, not, you know, something over, just a different way of doing things. And that's his way of being with people. He was like this, his energy is like this now. It's very close to the human experience. He is so compassionate about what we're having to go through because he knows what is human life. And he really wants you, when you open up and when you say, yes, I'm allowing, to have the experience of what it is to open up to the enlightenment. Either it's the master, your soul, it doesn't matter. It's just to know that you can do it, that you have everything that is needed to do this. And, you know, he doesn't have restrictions. He's really, really ready to help everyone who is ready to open up. So that's why it's very easy for him to get close to the heart. And probably, yes, his energy was familiar to you. And, well, that's his joy to be able to feel you like this and to feel that you're accepting him in your life. That's the gift for him. We think, you know, we should be on our knees because the master is coming to us. Excuse me, but they are doing this. They are so happy because we allow them in our lives. They are the ones who are grateful because they know it's going to be a stepping stone to have humanity move on. Even though we're touching one person at a time, or we're changing only our lives. It doesn't matter if we don't teach, if we don't channel, if we don't do this and that. They are happy about that. And then the thing that you said, it doesn't feel like a channeling book. It's because my years of fighting him, you know, when I started in the first 2 years and I did channeling, it felt like channeling. And then I decided to, you know, I said, maybe that's not why he came to me for. Maybe he doesn't want to do the channeling. I thought it was, I assumed that's what he wanted to do. And at one point I said, you know, I said, bullshit, you know, I just put that on the side. And I said, that's not what he came for. And then I started from scratch, zero. And I said, why, you know, did you came to me? And he said, I have this message and I want you to write my book. So we started from new. And then I decided I'm going to have my part because I, as a human, I need to share my struggle with you. It wasn't easy. So I wanted to have this very clear. It's not an easy path. It wasn't for me. You know, I know some people have it easy, but not me. And then I said, you're going to have your part. And I'm just writing, but I'm not editing, you know. So maybe that's why it's not feeling the same as other channels. Because he was, I mean, I wrote this book in 3 months. He gave me the story that I was writing in French, and then I was editing and doing the English translation, but it came very easily because he was giving everything to me. The only hurdle was my mind saying, oh, that's too crazy, I'm not going to put this story in the book, or, you know, I was a little bit doing some, how do you say this, when you don't want to put everything, you're doing like a little choice, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't have the word, sorry, but anyway, but maybe that's why he felt like this. That's his own true 100% creation.
Exactly. Very empowering.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the goal, isn't it? To connect with one's own power, one's own capacity to create your path of evolution. You know, when we ask the question, who am I? We are who we choose to be. So if I choose to be someone who has limitations, if I choose not to believe in myself, I will give this to me and I will create it. But if I choose, even though it seems difficult, if I choose to let's say I shared about craniosacral, I wanted to find a way to touch people with my soul, but that they wouldn't be afraid of it. And I found this, and it came to me very easily. And then the money came to me. I mean, when I found this modality, I said to Z, is this for me, really? And then Kuan Yin came in, and she said, this is my school, and I want you to be there. I said, okay, I'm doing the school. Bring me the money. Because, you know, for me, it was like $10,000, which is kind of a big chunk. And the next week, my broker called me and he said, oh, you know, Annie, this stock is really going high and I think you should sell. I said, okay, you know, how much? I got the $10,000 that week. So I said, hey, you know, I'm going to do the class. You gave me the money. And when I'm in doubt, you know, because it's a 2 years process and I don't know anything about biology. I'm not a massage therapist. It was a big jump for me into the unknown. I said, I'm going to remember this. That Kuan Yin came to me, Z showed me the way, and then the money came, and I'm never going to doubt this journey. And that's what I did. And I am really thrilled to say that the results I'm having with craniosacral work are amazing because it's from, you know, it's led from my soul. And it's the same thing with the transformational hypnotherapy. It's soul work.
Yes.
Z was with me when I took that training. So, you know, we can just create what we want if we are true to ourselves and we don't do it because we think we should be doing it.
Absolutely.
Or because, you know, that's what this other one is doing. That's not my path. My path is my own to create. So, you know, that's what I'm daring to do now, but it has been a long struggle. It wasn't easy for me to choose this, but now I know it's flowing more easily.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and that kind of connects to a part I got from the book. It's where Z tells us that when you choose the path that your soul suggests for you, she eases the experience.
Yeah.
And that's very important. It's like when, in my own words, it will be like when you allow your soul into your life by just inviting her with the help of, you know, a master like Z or Kuan Yin, it's that you allow soul into your life. She kind of, you know, rolls out the red carpet for you and you can walk on it a little bit easier in your life. Of course, you will have your human experiences, but they will be different. They will be easier. What I find in my work and the people that I speak is when they start to connect to soul and they have to bring in soul, they kind of start to have this struggle, as you said you had in the beginning. They have the struggle with their inner demons, or, you know, their own mind, or their own parts and aspects that mostly scream that connecting to soul is not a good idea, and that the trust and the surrender that you have to do for that, that's not a good idea. And in one sentence, she makes it so clear that she is going to make your experience on earth so much easier. And of course, as you added, you can share with soul, what do I want in my life? What is important for me? And more important even, soul, what do you choose for me? What do you want to bring me? What is my highest potential? What is good for me? And very often, soul knows much better what is right for you. And in the first instance, it seems like, oh no. I mean, I changed cars recently and I bought, I came from a blue, trustworthy, slow car that was very steady and very safe. And she said, well, we're going to buy a different car now. And what I bought was a smaller car, red, and a little bit of sports car.
Good. Fun.
And I was like, oh, really? And it took me a while to get used to it. But, you know, I love it by now. But I had to get. So it takes a bit of trust. It takes a bit of commitment. It takes a bit of courage to say, yes, no matter what my fears are, what my inner voices and demons are sharing with me, I am going to choose soul.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go for that. And in one sentence, he kind of the sentence lit up for me, and it was like, yeah. And there are more of these kind of sentences, of course, all over the book, but this really jumped out because I do meet people who find it very so difficult to connect to my soul. Either I cannot hear her, or it brings up very many fears for me, or suddenly I have these trust issues and control issues and. You know, it's like it's a hard way to connect to soul, but it really is an ease and grace and beauty if you allow her into your life.
Yeah, you're totally right. The thing is, we don't learn this, you know, when we learn to walk and talk. We don't learn soul language. We know it as newborn human beings. We were in that realm before we came in. But obviously the conditionings of the human being starts, you know, as soon as we are, I mean, conceived. And now we know this. So, and, you know, by the age of 7 or 10, all of our rules are made up in our mind. So this soul talk is either lost or is set aside and something we don't learn in our society to trust. So it's about re-educating this part of us that we could trust. Mm-hmm. And of course, letting go of control is one of the hardest things, you know, for most humans.
Yeah.
And it implies letting go of control because it's being led by the highest part of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an easy letting go, but that's where the big fight is, you know, because you're not surrendering to Annie Franca or Norma Delaney or Paulus, or no one. You're surrendering to yourself.
Yeah.
But this is still, it's a fight. So what I see, you know, what helps people is to start with easy things, easy challenges, you know, just let, a car is great, but it's higher on the scale, you know, it's a bigger commitment, like a career, it's a bigger commitment. A car is, you know, lots of money and all this, but it's an interesting twist because I have the same experience as you, letting go of my safe, you know, ordinary, normal car to buy this, wow, super, super car. And I hesitated for a long time, but this showed me, you know, that I could trust my soul even from material things.
Yeah.
But it gave me a gift that is so much more than material. It gave me a gift of honoring myself.
Yeah.
I could do this, I could give this to me, but also I deserve to treat myself, you know, in good ways.
Yeah.
And I can open up to more fun, more joy, more many things. So it's just one way, the car. But when this is too intimidating, it's to start with little things like, okay, mm-hmm. today, soul, we're going to play the game. Show me, you know, if I am to give myself one good thing in my day, what could it be? And then if you're used to, if your moment of the day is to soak in the tub, mm-hmm. and that's your only place of peace and where you can rest and connect with yourself. And but if you're used to do this, ask your soul, you know, is this the best way for me to connect with myself and be open to what can come?
Yes.
The main problem is we're not knowing the language of soul. So it can, soul can offer you answers. It does give you answers every day for every situation, but we're not used to see it, to hear it, and to allow it. So we can ask this, you know, make it clear, show me. And starting with little things and enjoying the process is going to secure this and to make it easier to go to the bigger steps. But it is about letting go and surrendering. And, you know, at one point, you just have to give up control. You have to jump off the cliff.
Yes.
And just do it. You know, what is there to lose?
Yeah, well, as you say, it starts with small things. They can be fun. It's like building a relationship. You don't build a relationship overnight. You can't, even with another human being, you have to, you know, get to know each other. And this is about getting to know yourself. And indeed, most humans don't really take the time or put in the energy to question themselves. What is important for me? What is good for me? And even be able to kind of share that with your soul. You know what? Mm-hmm. I would really like that soul, or I will have more of those moments. It's really building up and creating a life together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bit by bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's about daring to try new things also. We do have impulses and desires, and it's important to follow them. But I feel it's also important to open up to what we would never choose by ourselves, you know,
yeah.
the path that we would never consider good for us, but soul is pointing, you know,
yes.
You might look at this, but it's never going to push. If you don't want to, okay, mm-hmm. we'll do it another lifetime or in 10 years or next year. Soul is never impatient, is never going to be mad at you because you don't try something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just perfectly allowing the choice of the human. That's why I was saying we choose our own life. We choose who we are.
Yes. Yes, and fully. That's a great gift.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
A beautiful example of that, I think, is that you first started channeling Zarathustra because you assumed that this is what he wanted. And then you went back to yourself and you thought, what do I want? And then you mm-hmm. talk to him, and then you wrote this beautiful book, which will help many people to connect with him, and through him realize that they have this connection with their own soul, that they are maybe not so aware of, or still like this mind game where, no, I don't know, I cannot speak to my soul. So beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Mainly we think, you know, it's always others who are having this gift, never us. And so to open up to this possibility, and when you read something like this, you know, because you invited me on your show, I took my book out this week because I've been writing it, but then I've been reading it maybe like, I don't know, 30 times in all the years. Wow. And I opened it up again this week, and first paragraph, I have goosebumps, and I'm the one who wrote it. So it's me to see that even, you know, as the human, I am receiving still from this every time I open it. It's a treasure chest. It's a beautiful way to connect. And, you know, I hope more and more people who are connecting with their own voice will be able to create their own expression of this connection, because it does help others around us to open up. So I know my book has touched, like, I don't know, hundreds here and there. But if all of these people are touching others around them, you know, it's spreading kind of fast, and consciousness is really happy because it's bursting, it's expanding in a beautiful way. Beautiful. So that's what it wants.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I couldn't have put it better myself. So again, if any of you would like to read, I got curious by our conversation. Of course, we have, I will finish this, is A Bridge for Zarathustra by Annie Frenker. And maybe we can end our conversation together, our chat together. Is there anything Z would like to add to our conversation at the moment? I have felt him around. He has been walking with me. I'm so excited. I'm so excited I'm going to be on your show. So maybe it would be nice for him to add something to our, and, you know, we could close with that, with his part.
Well, you know, thanks for opening that space for this energy. Z is such a generous being, and I'm glad that you say you felt him, like, very excited, because that's how I feel him. So since we have started this conversation, I hear him saying, I want people to know that all they have to do is dare to be themselves. Dare to be who they are, dare to be their own color, dare to not be the same as the one you put on the pedestal. This era is done and over with. If we want our world to change, it's by becoming who we truly are. And that's what Z is really adamant. He says, dare to be yourself. It's the most precious gift for everyone. And it's also the most precious gift you can give to humanity and to those close to you, to show your kids, to show your neighbor, to show everyone that, you know, you feel they are so wonderful inside of them. They have this insecurity. Mm-hmm. And when they see someone thriving and having, you know, a happy life, a heartfelt life, because they dare to be themselves, it's the best teaching ever. Mm-hmm. And then you set on your journey. And then, you know, if you have grand things to accomplish, you will do them. It will come easily because soul is there. We are there. Beings of light are, I mean, they are unlimited. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but really the main thing that Z is sharing today is dare to be yourself. No one can do it like you will do it.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Thank you very much. And to close our conversation, thank you. Thank you very much. We have been very enlightened and honored and with so much joy having you on our first show, sharing your wisdom, sharing your energy, and of course yourself and Z with us. Thank you very much for that.
Well, Anita and Paulus, I am grateful. We are grateful that we had this moment with you. It was a pure joy, really. And, you know, I'm really happy about that. So thanks a lot. And I'm wishing you, you know, wonderful journeys with your show. It's an amazing gift you're giving to humanity. So, yes, thank you.
And before we say goodbye, I enjoyed your book, so I'm still enjoying it. I didn't read it completely yet. I would like to sing a song for you and for Zarathustra.
Thank you.
Aspects do not know what the truth is. My aspects do not understand your love. My aspects seem to think that you will be their judge somehow. So I really need to be with you right now. Hold me so, and let me feel how much you love me. Hold me so, I need to know that you are here. Hold me so, I really need your light to help me find my way. So together, forever, we can stay. My mind keeps telling me I cannot do this. My mind keeps lying to me all the time. But I am not my mind, and that is why I have no doubt that I really want to be with you somehow. Hold me so, I really need you love me. Hold me so, I need to know that you are here. Hold me so, I really need our light to help me find my way. So together, forever, we will stay.
What a sweet way of saying this and expressing how you feel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Yes.
Very heartfelt and very, very, you know, I can relate to what you're saying so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
So never doubt, you know, that these energies are with you. They are.
Never doubt that these energies are with you, because they are. With these beautiful words by Annie, we conclude our interview with her. If you would like to read or know more about her, you can visit her website, anniefrancoeur.com. That's Annie as in the musical, Fran and then Coeur, the way the French write it, C-O-E-U-R. Also, you can, of course, Google for a bridge for Zarathustra, and you'll find a link for Amazon or whatever company sells the book in your place of residence. And, Dare to Be You, as Zarathustra said. Maybe we should call our first episode Dare to Be You.
Dare to Be You, indeed. And that's probably the most beautiful conclusion we can have for our first show. We enjoyed it very much, the making of. Maybe one day you'll see the movie, the making of meeting the soul. That will be the day. Keep breathing. Keep loving you. Keep being kind and gentle with yourself. Sometimes people who are on this path or have been on this path for a little while make it all seem so easy and graceful and beautiful, but remember that we all have our own intimate journey with our soul, and we have our own breathing, and we have our own issues, we have our own mind, we have our own soul's connection, and every journey is in itself beautiful, wonderful, a true adventure, sometimes a bit daring, and most of the time wonderful, filled with beauty and new beginnings, new awakenings, new moments. And so you are being honored by all of us and by all the ones that have been with us during this show, the seen and the unseen company. We honor you. We honor you for the beautiful journey you are on, for the very intimate and very personal journey you are on. And we like to conclude with that, wishing you a wonderful day, evening or morning, wherever you are. And who knows, maybe one day we will meet again.